give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight. We're looking forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church, the last midweek service of 2022. And we're looking forward to gathering together with the people of God here in this place. And we always have a great time in the midweek service. No children's clubs tonight. We're all together. You're giving our teachers a break over the holiday here. And everything will resume next Wednesday night on January the 4th. And so if you don't have plans, come on out and join us tonight. If you have a church, be in your place and be there expecting a blessing and be there to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. All right. And then a reminder of our services on Sunday, January 1, 10:30 a.m. for our morning service, and then 5 p.m. Sunday evening for our evening service. Now, if your Bible's nearby, Mark chapter 10, please. Mark chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 17, where the Bible says, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again, and said unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about that statement Jesus made, or the disciples asked Jesus, the question, Who then can be saved? This is a rich young ruler who came to Jesus, and at the conclusion, as Jesus teaches him a lesson about this young man, they are astonished. Here's a young man. He has come from a good home, probably, in all likelihood, a wealthy home, many possessions. By the way, they measured their wealth usually by the possessions. He was not just a bad rich guy. He was a good rich guy. He tried to observe the commandments, at least the ones that Jesus mentioned here. He faithfully goes to the synagogue. He is hearing Jesus Christ, and he comes to see Jesus. And Jesus tells him when he said, What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus says to him, Well, you have to come and follow me. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say, all you have to do is pray a prayer. No, he didn't say that. What Jesus said was, I want you to sell your possessions and give to the poor, which will give you treasure in heaven, and then take up your cross and follow me. Wow. Oh, no. I have to part with my possessions? No, I can't do that. And the Bible says he went away sorrowful. And Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, You know, fellas, it'll be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, my friend. I've threaded a few needles in my day, and I'd say it's hard enough to get a piece of thread through the eye of a needle, let alone a camel. Oh, I know some think this was a needle gate and all that. I think Jesus means what he says. I think, and you say, well, it's impossible to get a camel through the eye of a needle. That's what Jesus is saying. And he's saying it's impossible for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God, because you have to be able to trust Christ. And you can't trust riches and trust Jesus Christ. In fact, you can't trust anything else and be trusting Jesus Christ. They were astonished at this. And the disciples said, well, who then can be saved? And he says, with men, it's impossible, but with God, it is very possible. God doesn't save rich people. God saves lost people. God doesn't save religious people. He saves lost people. God doesn't save working people. He saves lost people. God doesn't save middle class people. He saves lost people. God doesn't save white people. He saves lost people. He doesn't save black people. He saves lost people. He doesn't save Hispanic people. He saves lost people. God's not looking at your bank account and whether he ought to save you or not. He's not looking at your church membership to save you or not. He's not looking at your social standing as to whether you can be saved or not. No, for this fella, for this particular man, it was his possessions and his rich things that stood between him and Jesus. And he was unwilling to remove it. Now, for him, it was riches. For Agrippa, a man in the Bible, who was a ruler, King Agrippa, Acts, the Apostle Paul gives the gospel to him. Agrippa says, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Why didn't he? Pride. Pride. He was almost persuaded, but to be almost persuaded is to be completely lost. But his pride would not allow him as a Roman ruler to bow his knee to a Jewish carpenter who said he was the Son of God, and his pride sent him to hell. Pharisee. For the Pharisee, it was religion that stood between him and Jesus. The Pharisee went to pray and he said, I thank thee, I fast twice in the week. I tithe my income. I do this, I do that. I'm not like other men are. His religion stood between him and Jesus Christ. For Festus, another ruler that Paul spoke to and witnessed to and reasoned with him from the scriptures. And Festus, the Bible says, trembled under conviction. But he says, I'll hear you at a more convenient time. But that time never came. Time. He thought he had plenty of time. And he let time come between him and the Savior. The problem is, it's not that people don't want to go to heaven. It's that they still want their wealth and go to heaven. They still want their religion and go to heaven. They still want their pride and go to heaven. They still want their life and their dreams and their pleasures and go to heaven. But Jesus said, I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9 says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. He was rich. But he became poor, that we would not have to be poor, but could become rich in faith. But in order to be made rich, you have to be willing to be poor. You must give up whatever you're trusting in and trust Jesus Christ. You see, you don't just add Jesus to religion. You don't just add Jesus to riches. You don't just add Jesus to your baptism. You don't just add Jesus to your good life. You don't just add Jesus to your denomination. No, Jesus replaces all those. Man cannot save himself. That is impossible. Man cannot blot out his own sins. That's impossible. Man cannot atone for his guilt before God. That's impossible. Man cannot change his own heart. That's impossible. All those things are only possible with God. It's only possible with him. Why? Our sin is against him. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My sin is against God. I read recently Psalm 51, where David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this great transgression. Our sin is against a holy God. Yet God laid that sin upon our guilt on Jesus Christ. God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, my friend, the payment for our sin would have been death and hell, separated from God in torments. But Jesus took our place. The songwriter put it this way, I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Jesus died for you and he died for me. He took my sins and my sorrows and your sins and your sorrows, and he made them his very own. And he suffered and died for you and for me. 3 days later, God raised him from the dead, and God was accepting Jesus' payment for our sins. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And he rose from the dead, and God was saying, I'm accepting my son's payment for the sin of mankind. And that's what God says each of us must do. We must accept God's payment, Jesus' payment for our sin on the cross, and receive him as our Savior. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You call on Jesus and say, I know I'm a sinner. I know I should pay for my sin in hell. I believe you died for me, Jesus, and you paid my sin debt for me on the cross. And from this moment on, I trust only you to forgive my sin and to be my Savior. I'm depending on you to give me the gift of eternal life and one day go to be with God. And God says, you shall be saved. Who then can be saved? Anyone who will admit they're a sinner and that Jesus is the Savior, and you'll trust him alone as your Savior to give you the gift of eternal life, to forgive your sins, and to write your name in heaven. Who can be saved? Well, a rough fisherman like Peter can be saved. Who can be saved? A businessman like Matthew can be saved. Who can be saved? A little child can be saved. Who can be saved? A religious ruler like Nicodemus can be saved. Who can be saved? A single mother who's struggling to rear a family by herself can be saved. Who can be saved? A young couple who's trying to adjust to the married life can be saved. Who can be saved? Grandma and grandpa can be saved. Who can be saved? Husband whose wife is praying for you. You can be saved. Who can be saved? Wife whose husband's been praying for you. You can be saved. An evangelist once held a coin, and he held that coin up, and he said, whosoever wants it can come and get it. A little boy came in and took the coin. He said, what's your name, boy? And he said, my name is Cecil Smithers. Well, I didn't say you could come. I didn't say you could come. But you said, whosoever, and that means me. And Cecil Smithers was right. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can I help you today? Whosoever means you. Have you called on the Lord? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you willing to get out of the way anything that stands between you and God? Whether it's your possessions, whether it's your pride, whether it's your religion, whether it's time, and just turn it all and say, I'm going to trust Jesus alone as my Savior. Do it today. The Bible always says today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Don't put it off, my friend. Soon as this broadcast is over, bow your head. Talk to God. Call upon him. He'll save you. He'll transform you. He'll change you into a new creature in Christ. And you'll be so glad that you did. Well, have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody. I'm going to look forward to seeing some of you in the church service tonight. And then, of course, the rest of us can meet back here together for our radio broadcast tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 91 tomorrow if you want to take a look at that. And we'll look forward to our study there tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. See Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.